The following is a paid program on this station.
The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
What is fibromyalgia? I have heard the term everywhere. It seems like it's almost a generic term now. Can you be a little more specific for people that are listening, for me?
It's a term that's used to describe a condition which can be very debilitating.
Okay.
It's achiness generally in the muscles or in the muscle joints.
Your whole body?
It moves around. And that's the thing.
I'll be darned.
Unlike arthritis, which is a joint disease, which is specific to certain joints, this moves around. But it generally has certain characteristics, like, for instance, disturbed sleep patterns.
Yep.
It generally starts between the age of 20 and 50. It's a lot more pronounced, a lot more present in females than it is in males. And interestingly, doesn't exist in third world countries.
At all?
At all.
Well, there's an interesting, that's another conversation.
Yes.
So now I know that if I came to you and said, I have fibromyalgia, you would say, I want you to cure it. You'd say, we don't do that.
Correct. That would be correct.
You do something else, which is you fix the brain and the spine connection.
Exactly. Exactly. In fact, there was a case that came to see me not too long ago.
Okay.
And in this particular case, she described mid-back pain, shoulder pain, up to the neck on the left side, rib pain that would radiate around to the front.
Slow down a little bit. Okay, rib pain radiating all the way around. What else?
Right. There was a pain and burnings on the sides and the insides of the knees. But she lived with this pain on a daily basis. And she described an incredible fatigue, which involved the muscles and the backs of the arms and the hands. These were sore to touch.
She couldn't be touched really, and she was tired all the time.
Exactly.
And the pain was moving around her body.
It was. And she tried multiple things to get help with this. She tried acupuncture.
Okay.
She had cranial sacral therapy. She had tried chiropractic care.
Okay.
And as if that were not enough, she had found herself in the emergency room twice dealing with irritable bowel syndrome. She also dealt with headaches and low back pain, which she'd had on and off for years.
That's an incredible amount. That's a lot of different symptoms, a lot of different problems.
It is. And this was a 53-year-old female.
Okay, so what'd you do?
Well, we evaluated her, and in her particular case, we did find a compromised brain-body connection. So we accepted her for a course of treatment.
Okay.
And 30 days into it, we sat down with her, as we normally do, mm-hmm. usually 3 to 4 weeks. We're going to sit down and evaluate a person's progress to make sure that we're getting the job done, that things are heading in the right direction.
Right.
And so she rated that her improvement in terms of her fibromyalgia at that point was 70% better.
So we're talking pain all the time, moving around her body. She says almost 3/4 of it is gone after the first 30 days.
Exactly. Now, interestingly,
yes.
The irritable bowel syndrome had not changed at all. The headaches, however, were doing 70% better, and the low back pain 90% better.
So what happened after 30 days?
Well, then we continued, and we were about 60 days into it, and we sat down and did another evaluation. And this time, the fibromyalgia was now 90% better.
Wow.
The irritable bowel now was 50% better.
That's really good.
And the headaches were doing better, but started getting worse again for a bit. They weren't worse than they weren't 70% better.
But that's not unusual when you treat somebody. Like, something can come back they've had previously for mm-hmm. a short period of time, right?
Absolutely.
That's true. So 30, 60, how'd she end up?
She ended up doing great. She ended up completing her course of care.
Mm-hmm.
She continued on what we would call a wellness basis or a maintenance basis, which for us, we don't see people very often on that kind of care. We like to get people down to once every 3 months. We were checking them four times a year. And these are the people that are holding things for 3 to 6 years. Our record is actually 9.5 years.
So let me just double check. Fibromyalgia gone?
Well, certainly her experience with it was much improved, or to a point where it was virtually gone.
Irritable bowel syndrome?
Much better.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, but you can't do this every time. I mean, and it's not about curative, is it?
Right.
Explain to people when you say, fixing the cranium and the spine, what that means exactly.
Well, there is within the body an intelligence. This is the same intelligence that heals cuts, creates babies.
Sure.
And we all have it in our body. And it's contingent upon a communication, an effective patent communication system between the brain and the brainstem and the body. And there are certain things that can occur which compromise that, which begin to start garbling signals to certain systems or parts of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, those systems don't immediately shut down, but they begin to develop a weakness. The body is continually replacing cells in the body. It starts replacing cells with weak and abnormal cells, and there's a deterioration and a loss of wholeness mm-hmm. that occurs with that. So by reconnecting the brain with the body, correcting that compromised communication system, once again, the body can begin to start repairing itself and healing the way that it was designed to.
Which is an amazing thing, really, mm-hmm. when you think about it. Unleashing the body to do what it was designed to do.
Exactly.
You know, you could be a candidate for Care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and it's really simple. The phone number is 866-529-1105. If you want to find out more about the Yardley Institute, just go to yardleyinstitute.org on the web, Yardley, Yardley, institute.org. Here's the number again, 866-529-1105. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770, The Truth.
Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 KTTH.
Dr. Yardley is, in fact, here to tell us a story about a husband and wife. I guess sometimes you start treating one side and then the other half, what, kind of gets interested in what's going on or what?
That can happen. In fact, this particular case, there was a lady that came in, and her name was Jill.
Okay.
And she was really a neat lady. And one of the things that we do at the Institute is we believe in full disclosure.
Sure.
And we also believe in partnering with the people so that they fully understand what we're doing, where it's going to go, and what to expect from it. So we do a thing called a report of findings.
Now, what is that?
That's where we sit down, we go over the results of the testing, we give a printout of all the testing, mm-hmm. we show the x-rays, explain them in detail, and from that, we're able to make our recommendations and give them a basis for how we've come up with our recommendations.
So there is, when somebody first comes into you and they become a candidate, they actually go through a battery of tests that include x-rays?
Yes. After the initial battery, if it indicates there is a compromised brain-body connection, then what we need to do is define the problem, and we do that using radiographs. That's
okay.
Correct.
So she comes in. She goes through the battery. She gets the radiographs. What happens?
Right. And then, you know, we talk about the report of findings.
Yeah.
And I often recommend that their spouse be present because often they have questions about what's going on.
So it's a kind of a team thing.
Everybody's
on the same page.
Exactly. And so she explained to me that in no uncertain terms, her husband did not believe in chiropractic. He was very negative towards it and very anti-chiropractic, and that she didn't need him to be at the report of findings, of which, of course, I said, well, that's just fine.
Okay.
So anyway, we do the report of findings. She starts under care, and she's under care about a month. And one day, I'm walking down the hallway in the office, and here she comes walking down the hallway with one of the other doctors in the institute,
mm-hmm.
Who's apparently doing some kind of evaluation.
Okay.
And I notice in tow is a gentleman that I had to presume was probably her husband.
Okay.
And the amazing thing is she
walks. The guy that's against chiropractic.
Exactly. And as she walks past, she looks up at me and she winks at me. I kept my mouth shut. I kind of knew what that meant. You know, obviously, he'd got interested enough. He was exploring what we were doing.
Sure.
So I had the pleasure of doing his report of findings a few days later. And while he came to us with a litany of issues, you know, really the reason he came in was just to get checked out, quality of life care.
Okay.
But he did have some things going on, and he shared those with us. And one of them, and certainly not the least of which for him, was asthma.
Hold it. Time out on the field. Dr. Yardley, you're not going to tell me that you can cure asthma.
No, we don't cure anything. But many people with asthma experience significant improvement during the time that they're with us.
Okay, so tell me what you did.
So, and keep in mind, this gentleman, you know, he's over 70.
Okay.
So, you know, he's lived a good life, and he turned out to be a really wonderful man.
Was he?
To this day, I see them both and enjoy the heck out of both of them. But anyhow, we had to get over a few hurdles with him in terms of his negativism. But obviously, he had seen enough changes in his wife that he was open to exploring this.
Okay.
So he started, and less than 30 days into his care, I sat down with him and said, well, how's the asthma doing? And he reported that the asthma at that point in time was doing 50 to 60% better.
That's a significant improvement for somebody who has issues with breathing.
Exactly, because it's so scary.
It is.
Now, many other things he had going on were also doing quite a bit better.
Like what?
Well, actually, he had neck issues, and at that stage, he still noticed there was grating in there, but he felt it was doing 30% better.
Okay.
His acid reflux was doing 90% better.
Okay.
Yes, and his sinus issues were doing 50 to 60% better as well.
That's a big change in his quality of life. Tell me about the end. What did he end up with?
Well, we followed this through, and because they're now on what we call quality of life care, where we're only seeing them about four times a year.
Right.
But we did a progressive on him just a few months ago, actually. And at that time, he indicated his asthma was now 90% better.
Wow.
Yeah. Neck was 80% better. Acid reflux, 90% better. Sinuses, 90% better.
All of that from a guy who didn't believe in chiropractic.
Absolutely. Didn't believe in what we did.
Does he still feel that way?
I think not.
I would hope not.
Exactly.
That's a big change. Okay, but like we talked about a little while ago, you're not a curative. You're not like somebody, if I come into you and say, I have asthma, I need you to cure it, you will say, you're in the wrong place.
Exactly.
What we're talking about is a lining up of the spine with the cranium.
That's correct.
And what does that do when you do that?
It restores the body's control over its own systems. It results in an evening out of the legs, an evening out of the hips in most 99% of the cases. The body now starts functioning the way that it's supposed to. And
what does that mean? When you say, does it you mean that you're unleashing the body to do what it does best?
Exactly.
Which is?
Heal itself.
And that's really what happens?
That's the power in what we do. We don't heal. The body heals itself. Now, there can be a point of permanent damage, and there are cases we don't accept for care because it's clear looking at it, either they're not candidates or they've reached a point where there is permanent damage, and we have to have a clear understanding in terms of what we can expect outcome-wise.
And you're straight up about that when you first meet with somebody.
That's right. And if we don't know, we're going to say that as well.
Okay. There's no monkey shines where you say, oh, yeah, we'll take care of all this. And then down the road, after you get all the money and you have done X number of treatments, you say, well, we never said that we couldn't.
Well, no. And that's why we do progressive evaluations throughout the care,
mm-hmm.
which is an opportunity to sit down, check things out. The patient evaluates their progress, and it's a time where we can ensure that we are getting the results we're looking for.
The website is yardleyinstitute.org, and we know a lot of people like to go check that out, yardleyinstitute.org. But they have a phone number, of course, 866-529-1105. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, 770 KTTH, The Truth.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 KTTH.
Welcome back to the show. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here with me. Lee, we're going to talk to one of your patients now.
A mighty fine gentleman. His name is Chuck.
Okay. What did he used to do?
Chuck was he's retired now. Every
okay.
day's a holiday for him, but he was a carpenter before he retired.
And where did he hear about you, Lee?
I believe he heard us on the radio right here.
Gotta love that. All right, well, let's find out. Chuck, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Well, good to be here. Every day, it's like Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
I gotta get me some of that retirement stuff.
No, Well, not only now that I'm where I'm at, so.
So you did, how long did you do carpentry, Chuck?
35 years.
And you paid for it with your body, didn't you?
Yeah, mostly.
Why don't you run down kind of the list of some of the things that you brought to Dr. Yardley?
Well, it's a laundry list. I hope you're right. It was, eventually I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, and okay. I think that was the impetus for most of my pain, but I've really had a lot of pain in my lower back, my neck. I had surgery on my neck, my lower back. I've been carved on more than a turkey.
Your knees. And, you had some problems with your knees, too, didn't you?
And I did. I did have to. And my ankles.
Really?
And my ankle, yeah. No, and it just got, well, you're packing things all the time. So, you know, when you put a load on your back, plus your bags, you know, it grinds on you.
Mm-hmm. So you heard about us here on the radio.
Right.
And you made the decision to go in and see Dr. Yardley.
Right.
So, and had the procedure.
Right.
What was that like for you?
I've been to a chiropractor. Well, this is nothing like a chiropractor.
Okay.
This was so gentle, and you've all heard it before. It was so gentle, but it's really gentle. And it wasn't long that I had, you know, I could show improvement. It didn't take that long.
Now, were you surprised by that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, like I say, I've been to a chiropractor, and you do get relief, but you're right back in again. And this has, over the time that I've spent with Dr. Yardley, this has gone into a life-changing thing. I'm coming off of my pain medications. All the things that were giving me trouble are so diminished. I just can't say enough about the guy. And I've been telling people about the guy, you know, that.
A couple of things here, Chuck. Now, you came in, like you said, for what
yeah.
you were feeling. But there were some other things going on. You had high blood pressure. It came
I
down.
Did.
Acid reflux. It got better.
Yes, yes.
If I can mention it, the bowels were not working right. They're doing 80% better.
I'm sure glad you're not talking about mine. Thank you. Let me just say that.
Even now, Chuck is such an upbeat guy. It would be hard to believe they actually dealt with depression issues. He doesn't anymore. 80% better.
Yep.
You know, I was just looking back to your last adjustment, Chuck, and it was like September. You have been holding like a rock.
Now, Chuck, I got to ask you, Lee mentioned depression. You had all these different maladies. You had bad knees. You had some psoriatic arthritis. You had fibromyalgia, which Lee has talked about on the show, is a miserable experience.
Yes.
High blood pressure, acid reflux. Yes. Did this, in fact, lead to kind of a depressive
That's
state?
That's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was.
What did it? What were you thinking when you were in that state? What were you thinking?
You're not. This is it. This is my life. This sucks.
And
I don't want to do this anymore.
So now contrast that to where you are today, having been with Dr. Yardley.
I just was out blowing leaves and taking care of the yard.
Doing the things you want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Depression is gone.
I can say that I haven't had an episode of depression since, 4 or 5 months.
I think you're only depressed because you felt like crap.
Exactly.
I mean,
who
wouldn't be?
Yeah, no, that is what it was. I mean, you just sit there and you're looking at all the work ahead of you and you can't get to it.
And now you can.
I'm whittling away at all the things that I left behind.
What are your friends and family saying to you about this?
Well, I'm not the same guy. I'm not even close to the same guy. So, you know, I mean, you know, actually, go away, Chuck. You're bothering us.
So from this, do I gather perhaps you might recommend Dr. Yardley to others or not?
Have I? Would I? Could I? Yes, I would. I mean, yeah. I would like to, I really and literally would like to reach through the radio and say, come on in. You got nothing to lose.
And everything to gain.
Exactly.
You get your life back.
Yes. I really am. I'm adamant about this.
So it sounds like you're looking forward to the next
20 to 30 years.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, anyway.
He started young.
Hey, Chuck, it's been a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks for coming on with us.
Well, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck. You stay out of trouble now, which might not be easy.
No, not for me.
Wow, Dr. Yardley. I mean, I can't remember hearing somebody rave like that. His life is completely different.
It has. But, you see it happen. We see it every day. And it's what makes this worthwhile doing.
Absolutely. Now, if that sounded great to you, if you're wondering whether or not you might be a candidate for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., the Yardley Institute, 866-529-1105. We'll be back with Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770, The Truth.
Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 KTTH.
Dr. Yardley, I want to talk about rheumatoid arthritis. Do you see a lot of rheumatoid arthritis in your practice?
We do. We do. There are many forms of arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis is a particularly destructive form of arthritis.
What differentiates rheumatoid from the other forms?
The other forms of arthritis, like for instance, osteoarthritis, is wear and tear.
Mm-hmm. Most of us get at some point somewhere in our body.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And where rheumatoid arthritis is almost thought to be an autoimmune response, where there is destruction of the joints. If you see people mm-hmm. where the fingers are really pulled off to
yes.
This is rheumatoid arthritis.
And they have drugs that treat it, but they're pretty heavy duty drugs,
pretty
and they are
potent.
Massive. Yeah, they're very expensive.
Yeah, and still more containment than anything, relief than anything.
Have you had some success treating it?
Well, let me tell you about a guy that I was walking down the hall in the institute here. Oh, this is probably about a year ago. And this gentleman sticks his head out and he says, Dr. Yardley, I want to talk to you. Now, that's usually a good thing or a bad thing. Can never be sure.
Right.
So at any rate, I zip in. Of course, I always want to have the discussion, regardless of which it is.
Sure.
And so at any rate, this gentleman's name was Jim. And Jim said, I just wanted to share with you something. He said, about 3 years ago, I met you and one of your staff doctors. I think it was at the home show.
Okay.
And at the time, we talked about the rheumatoid arthritis that I had. And the two of you felt that the brain-body connection could be a key to helping with that. And so I started under care, and I've actually been under care here in the office now for the past 3 years. And I just want to tell you that I went to see my rheumatologist just a few months ago. And one of the things that he reported is that my SED rate has normalized. The SED rate.
What's a SED rate?
It's a chemical test that's done, a blood test that's done, and it measures the ongoing level of destruction that's going on in the body.
Okay.
And it's classically high when you're dealing with someone with rheumatoid arthritis.
Right.
But what his doctor, his rheumatologist, was in fact telling him is that his SED rate had normalized completely.
The destruction was not happening anymore.
No longer existent.
Wow.
But what was really important to him, he went on to say that even though my fingers are still deformed, I no longer have the inflammation. I no longer have the pain in the joints. I'm able to do things with these hands that I was not able to do when this disease was active. And for all intents and purposes, it appears that this has normalized for me. And I just want to thank you so much for the work that you and the doctors have done at the Institute to help me with this.
Are you surprised when that kind of story comes your way?
I love those kind of stories. But no, every week we get, stories like this from one person or another, or, and it's what makes this work so great to do. I mean, sometimes my patients ask me, how many, you're working 12-hour days. And I say, it's not work. When you love something as much as we do, this is not work. We enjoy it.
Now, let's be really clear here, because anytime you tell a story like this, we like to kind of clarify. Your process, your upper cervical process, the brain and body connection, this isn't a cure for rheumatoid arthritis, not automatically.
No. We don't cure. The body heals. We don't heal. The body heals. What we do is we reconnect the brain with the body so the body can know, so that the brain and the brainstem can do what it knows so well how to do, and that is to heal. That brain heals cuts, it creates babies, and it's amazing what it can do. But we don't do that. The body does that.
So if I come to you and say, I have rheumatoid arthritis, I need you to cure me, you're not going to take me as a patient, are you?
I would not. No. I would be glad to evaluate you to see if there's a compromise in your brain-body connection. Mm-hmm. I would explain to you that that could be part of the picture with regards to that. Mm-hmm. But what I do, and what I do exclusively, is correct that brain-body.
Tell me a little bit. We have another minute or so. We have enough time for you to share this. We don't always get a chance to talk about this. Tell everybody what the procedure actually is. When you say reconnect the brain and the body, what do you mean?
Well, mechanically, there are things that occur in our life, auto accidents, forceps used in the delivery process, that result in a situation where the head is not sitting straight on the neck, mm-hmm. and it's affecting the communications that go through this area. These communications begin to get garbled.
And but you mean within the brainstem and down through the spine?
Yeah, at the very top of the neck, at the base of the skull, is where this derangement occurs.
Yeah.
And so there's a complete study and skill set that goes with being able to measure and correct this kind of problem.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we do at the Audley Institute.
So you go through the test procedure, but then is there some kind of manipulation or something that you actually do between the head and the spine? What's that like?
I would probably not use the term manipulation.
Well, that's why I used it, because I knew you'd correct me.
We introduce what's called a vectored force.
Uh-huh.
A vectored force has both magnitude and direction.
Okay.
It's based on computations taken from x-rays. And so, as I said, we have metrics. And then after we've done it, we'll take a film and measure that we've got that out of there,
mm-hmm.
whether we got a 50% correction, 80% correction.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal is to create the kind of corrections that can hold for long periods of time. We believe people get well by being corrected, not being corrected all of the time.
Fascinating. You can find out if you are a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. It's very easy. You just need to give him a call. The phone number is 866-529-1105. 866-529-1105. More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley next on AM 770, The Truth.
Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 KTTH.
Dr. Yardley, you have a story, I've heard you tell it before, about a young boy involved with your process, and I just would like you to share that story with us because I think it's fascinating. Would you?
Sure. It was a number of years ago, and there was this 14-year-old boy, and he'd been diagnosed with, well, what had happened was he'd been experiencing back pain. Really,
At age 14.
So severe at times, could not get out of bed. And of course, his parents were really concerned about this. So they took him to the family doctor. And the family doctor really didn't know much about such things, but said, let's get some x-rays taken. He had the x-rays taken. And then looking at them, he said, well, we need to refer you to an orthopedic surgeon. So they did. And about 3 weeks later, you see father and son walking into the orthopedic surgeon's office. And the orthopedic surgeon performed an examination. He looked at the x-rays and he diagnosed an advanced case of scoliosis. And at that time, there was very little to offer or little that could be done. He simply said, you know, just go on with your life. And so he did.
They couldn't operate at that point.
No. It wasn't that severe.
Okay.
That would have been an option if it had got severe enough. But that wasn't discussed at that time. So from the age of 14 to the age of 18, this young man found himself very limited. He wasn't able to participate in sports. At times, the searing back pain was so bad that he literally had to crawl off the bed. And it was at the age of 18, a fellow classmate came up to him one day and said, look, I know you've been having problems with this. And my dad went to see this guy. He was having some problems with his back and he was helped a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave him the card. And the young man looked at the card and looking at it, he saw that it wasn't a regular doctor. It was someone that did something different. And so he thought about it for a few days and then, you know, made an appointment to go in and see the guy. And the guy explained what he did and what he thought he could do with it. And not at all too sure about this, the young man started under a course of care. And within 30 days, he saw dramatic improvement in the way that he felt.
Now, you're telling me that this kid, this 14-year-old, went 4 years with really bad pain.
It's true.
To the point where he actually could not get out of his bed at times.
That's right.
Or could barely get out. And within 30 days, he felt better?
Yes.
Was the pain gone in 30 days?
90% of it was gone within 30 days.
That's an amazing story.
Yes. And in the months that followed, The results were so profound for that young man that he decided that he was going to go to college and he was going to learn how to do what this doctor had done.
Really?
And it's a true story, because I was that 14-year-old boy, and that's how I learned and discovered about the profession that I practice every day.
What did your parents say? I mean, yeah, obviously, were you with your parents at age 18 when you went to that procedure with the other doctor?
Actually, no. So I did this on my own.
Oh, they must have been, when you came to them and said, the pain is gone, they must have been astounded.
They were, but they were even more horrified at the thought that their 18-year-old son was going to leave New Zealand and travel to the United States to gain an education. That was a little bit difficult for them to deal with. But deal with it they did. And over the years, I've had the opportunity of taking care of many, many people with scoliosis.
And what is scoliosis?
Scoliosis is curvature of the spine. Looking at it from the front or the back, it's got curves in it. And you measure these curves in degrees.
Okay.
If there's no scoliosis, it's 0 degrees. If you've got a curve, then you start measuring it in degrees, and it goes up. And if it gets to 20 degrees or more, then medically, they would consider putting you in a brace.
Okay.
And this is something that has to be worn 23 out of 24 hours a day.
Is that curative, or is that just something that you wear for the rest of your life, or what?
Actually, neither. You will wear it for a period of time with no expectation that the curve will improve. The theory is, and I think it's true in practice, is that it's going to stop it from getting worse. It doesn't get rid of it, but it slows it down or stops it from getting worse. And the thing about it is there have been tomes written on how teenagers tend not to wear those.
Yeah.
It's because of the psychological impact on them.
It's amazing. So let's talk about how your procedure doesn't, quote, cure scoliosis.
It doesn't, but 90% of the cases we've taken care of in the last 34 years have shown measurable improvement on x-ray of the curves, regardless of age. I'm talking even senior citizens.
People who have had scoliosis for 40, 50 years.
Yes. There's a reduction in curves. Now, one of the things that we make clear to people, our goal is not to straighten the spine.
Okay.
Our goal is to balance the spine. Give me the choice between a crooked, balanced spine versus a straight, unbalanced one. I'll take a crooked, balanced one any day. But one of the side effects of that is these curves measurably go down. And so we see dramatic improvements with that. There are cases that are so bad, we will not accept them for care. They've waited too long. The damage is too great. They're really going to need to go through the surgery. If it's over 40 degrees, now I've taken care of cases over 40 degrees and seen significant improvement.
Yes.
But the medical approach is if it goes over 40 degrees, then they would do surgery. That surgery would be to actually bolt rods into the spine, which a person will be expected to wear for the rest of their lives.
Will they be pain-free?
They're not necessarily painful with the rods, but they're restricted in terms of how well they can move. And there's often pain that develops as they get older.
Your procedure, the upper cervical procedure that you do, the alignment that you do.
Yes.
What is that? Why does that help so much? And just really briefly.
Because one of the side effects of a brain-body compromise is you function with one leg shorter than the other and one hip higher than the other, which naturally causes the spine to curve to the short leg and low hip side. So once you correct the brain-body connection, the legs even out, the hips even out, the reason for that curvature now disappears.
You got a great reason to go see Dr. Yardley, because right now we've got a special deal for you if you're listening. Of course, they have a website. You can check it out, yardleyinstitute.org. But you can find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. right now. We'll be back with Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley next on AM 770, The Truth.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 KTTH.
Great to have you here. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here, of course. Dr. Yardley, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Chuck, here in just a second. But he's kind of, well, I guess in my mind, unusual, because he doesn't have a litany of symptoms so much.
Well, you know, one out of four people that come to the Yardley Institute come for preventative and long-term quality of life care. In other words, they don't come with a specific issue that they're looking to get
help
with.
They don't have an ailment.
No, they're there saying, you know, I want to see if I've got a compromised brain-body connection. If I do, it makes good sense to get that corrected. and thereby avoid problems in the future.
And when they do that, if they don't have a complaint specifically, how do you know the brain-body connection has helped them?
Because of metrics. Because we can measure this. We can measure this physically. We have the instrumentation and the sophisticated equipment to allow us to determine if it's there and if we've corrected it.
Well, everybody has that equipment, right?
No. No.
I'm kidding. Actually, you're one of the few places that does have the equipment.
Well, that's because that's what we limit our practice to. This is our area of focus.
Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Great. Glad to be here.
Got Dr. Yardley here to give you heck.
Chuck, we're going to have a good time.
Oh, yeah. That's normal.
So, Chuck, tell us a little bit about what motivated you in the first place to make an appointment to come see us at the Yardley Institute.
Yeah, I got motivated by listening to what you were saying on whatever radio station 2 or 3 years ago. It was in December.
Mm-hmm.
But I was listening to what happened to you that you were relating on the thing. You were confined to a bed and all of those details. And I thought, my goodness, what a thing to recover from. And so I thought, you know, maybe some of my things would go away if I gave it a shot. So
did you have some things in mind when you came to see us?
Yeah, small symptoms.
Yeah, I had, my principal symptom at the time was I've always wanted to find some way to get rid of my glasses. Now, that never has gone away, but I've also had a pain in my neck whenever it happens, and I've gone into chiropractors, you know, to get that done. They've all been good guys, and it'd be gone for a while, but that... I thought, you know, maybe whatever he does that's so different, it might help.
So you walked into Dr. Yardley's office, and what was your experience like there, Chuck?
Well, it was a deal. You know, I made a special deal, which I always like those special deals.
Really?
And that's what really got me in there, first of all. But then I was sitting in on a presentation that he and Anthony presented on, you know, just the philosophy of the way they do things. And I'm into philosophy anyway, and of course not this particular philosophy, but I thought, you know, this makes sense anatomically, electrically, and mechanically. And so I thought, you know, this ought to be a good thing to give a shot at.
You wouldn't be an engineer, would you?
I have been, yes.
I can hear it in your explanation. I know an engineer when I hear one.
Okay.
So, Chuck, what was your impression with the initial workup, and what was the adjustment like?
Okay, my initial workup, like when they gave the x-rays, that's probably what you're talking about, isn't it?
Sure, yes.
Yeah. I thought, man, this is right on. I mean, the guy... seemed like I had to move my head a millimeter or less or in different direction. I thought, they're getting very exact, and I like exact. And so that part of it was great. I didn't know where we were going with the thing, but, man, it seemed great to me anyway.
So was it something that you found highly invasive and painful, Chuck, when you did the procedure?
Are you kidding? You're not kidding.
I am kidding.
That was actually a problem in this thing because I never got any pain. I thought surely I was going to feel something sometime, but even when he gave an adjustment, I barely even felt the side of his hand. I didn't know what was going on.
So as time went on, what kind of changes did you experience, Chuck?
Yeah, that's good. I noticed that my changes. I wish I could say I lost my glasses. I haven't yet. I think they are changing a little bit. I just noticed an overall general wellness feeling, and the problem in my neck is gone. I don't have it anymore. And I also had, I can't remember now, it's been so long, and I don't remember bad things very long anyway, but I had an occasional pain down in my lower back.
Yeah.
And that's gone unless I... overdo outside some way, but that's not doesn't have anything to do with my back.
Chuck, it sounds like your just overall quality of life has improved for you.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt about it. And another way the quality of life has improved is, I didn't know what was going to happen, but I got my wife, our son, and one of our sons and our daughter down there, and boy, it's really changed them. So I like that. That's probably that's probably equal to me.
It sounds like smiles all the way around the family.
Oh, yeah. And everybody was skeptical. It was fascinating to hear the skepticism, but it eventually went away.
Chuck, I want to thank you for making the time to talk with us today. It's great to meet you. Great to chat with you.
Okay.
Thank you, Chuck. You have a good day.
You bet.
So when you listen to Chuck, isn't that just the most amazing story?
Yeah. Preventive care. The idea that he comes to you without a huge symptom.
Right.
Instead, he just wants to make sure everything's okay, but it still changes his quality of life.
See, he wants to live to 105 and enjoy doing so.
Thumbs up.
Exactly.
I'm there. That's me. Maybe it will be you. Tell you what, you don't have to be suffering huge amounts of pain to be a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. 866-529-1105.